Radio 3, it's 4:30. And here to continue our series of classical music from Northern India is John Thornley with a programme of music sung and played by two Indian virtuosi.
For centuries, the plain of the River Ganges has been the home of one of the world's most subtle performing arts. And during the next half hour, we'll hear two musicians, both now in their 60s, who've dedicated their lives to perfecting their technical mastery of the North Indian classical tradition. The singer, Girija Devi, and the sarod player, Buddhadev Das Gupta. Girija Devi started learning to sing the Indian rag at the age of 5. Back in the 1930s, it was still an unusual and rather unrespectable thing for an Indian woman musician to perform in public. But she wasn't to be put off. In any case, Benares, where she was born and brought up, had a flourishing history of professional women singers, and it was also a centre for some of the lighter forms of musical entertainment, the nimble Kathak dancing, for instance, or the style of singing known as tuppa, which is what we'll hear now. Tuppa means to jump in the language of the Punjab, which is where it came from. It's fast and energetic, and as the name implies, it's full of dazzling leaps and bounds. We'll hear it in this performance of Rag Desh. Girija Devi is accompanied in this short 7-minute rag by the tabla player Supen Chatterjee, with Ramesh Mishra playing the sarangi, and showing just how flexible and sinuous this bowed string instrument can sound. Listening to the voice and the sarangi winding sensuous melodic patterns around one another, I'm reminded of the erotic stone statues at Khajuraho, the gods and goddesses entwined in the closest embrace, images of that physical and spiritual union that's invoked by the words of the song, "Forget your sorrows and let us unite in God."
Dhur jab sada dukh mein.
Was Raag Desh in the virtuoso Tupa tradition, sung by Girija Devi, with Ramesh Mishra playing the sarangi. The tabla drum was played by Supen Chatterjee, and the tambura by Sudha Dutta. One thing that's most striking about Indian classical music is the emphasis on the tradition of teaching, on its purity and continuity. That's the Indian way of doing things in any of the arts or crafts, or for that matter in the different spiritual disciplines. The teacher guards and passes on exactly what he or she has learnt, with a few very restrained and discreet additions of personal style. And, in turn, it's respect and love for the teacher which inspires the pupils in their own careers and lights up the path ahead. This was certainly the case with the musician we'll hear now, the sarod player Buddhadev Das Gupta. His teacher was Radhika Mohan Moitra, an aristocratic landowner who lost his lands to East Pakistan after independence. As well as being a remarkable performer, Radhika Mohan was a composer and a formidable expert in the theory of Indian classical music. In the 1940s, he organized music conferences at his house, attended by all the famous Indian musicians of the day. It was at one of these meetings that Buddhadev Das Gupta first heard Radhika play the sarod. Buddhadev was only 11, but he decided straight away that Radhika would be his guru. And today, Buddhadev Das Gupta is the representative of Radhika Mohan's very distinctive style of playing. The sarod is a large Indian lute, a highly developed version of the ancient wooden rabab, with which medieval minstrels accompanied their songs. Radhika Mohan used many of the old rabab techniques, and so does his pupil, Buddhadev, avoiding many of the more modern, sophisticated slides and impressionistic nuances in favour of a strong, clear and rhythmically alert style. We'll hear Buddhadev now with the tabla player Debendra Kani Chakrabarti, and with Uma Mehta playing tambura in Rag Kedar, a night rag which was said to have magical properties. It was claimed it could melt stones and also heal sickness. There are three sections: a slow, improvisatory introduction called Alap, a faster middle section in a 14-beat rhythmic cycle, and a very fast final section in the 16-beat Tintal pattern, an ending which sounds all the more exuberant for hearing the hair-raisingly rapid passages played with such cool and calm precision. For a musician to be so established in mastery that there's no sense of effort at all, this is real magic.